is, fear God and keep His commandments. Because this applies to every person. For God will bring every evil. This is something that is needed in the church today. So much of the schemes and the lies and the deceit of this present realm has infiltrated and dragged down the preaching of the Word. The people do not want to hear the message that we must die to self, that the life of Jesus Christ can be more and more evidenced through us. There is no longing to know God all the more in the every manner of His provision and His strength and His guidance and His wisdom and His mercy and His forgiveness. The doctrinal lie of self has become the clarion call of not just society in general, but even within the preaching and the counseling of the church leadership. Where there should be that distinct and bold stand upon the death, resurrection, and glorification of Christ Jesus, there is now the elevation of that which promotes the growth and the feeding of ourself in this social structure of time and space. No one wants to hear the truth that we must die to our self-interest and our self-exaltation and our self-centered demands for the debased acknowledgement that we deserve the things that we want. Rather, in true wisdom, there needs to be taught the reality that our will needs to be brought to line with God's will. It is the wisest walk on this earth to follow the path that the Lord sets before us with willingness and gratitude and honor unto Him for bringing us into this relationship in which we are wondrously and miraculously guided by the Holy Spirit. As the writer of Ecclesiastes so excellently proclaims, the conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. The manner of this development of the reverential fear of the Lord is not something that is just a conceptual element. It is a